You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey everybody, it's Thursday, November 16th, 2023. Welcome to the NFL Fantasy Football Show. It's me, your man, MG Marcus Grant, joined by my guy, Michael F. Florio. On today's show, we are diving into the rest of the Week 11 slate, plus we're dishing out our fantasy heroes. Buccaneers at 49ers, Pirates against gold miners. The Niners defense looked angry this past week, and Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars paid the price. The Bucs offense has been sort of nice. Mike Evans has been a nice piece. Rashad White is playing really well. Do you trust any of those guys against this Niner defense?
I'm trying. Like, I think Mike Evans is a must start because the Niners, as good as they have been this year, they struggle more against the pass than the run. I think you can go ahead and get Kate Otten out of your lineup if you've been streaming him. Same thing for Baker Mayfield. Chris Godwin, you could hit the bench if you have an option you feel good about. Rashad White is an interesting one to me because I have him as a sit this week. The Niners run defense has been amazing, but he's been really good as of late as well. So that is one that I put in the article. I'm going to say it here. It all depends on your options. Like, if I have a league where I have White and my backup option is Damian Pierce, I'm still starting Rashad White. But if I had another running back that I felt pretty good about, I think you can get away from White this week.
So I'm definitely in on Mike Evans because we know Baker's going to throw some YOLO balls up there. And, you know, there may be a couple of jump ball situations, and I like Evans in those contested catch options. Look, I've sort of planted my flag with Rashad White, so it seems sort of cowardly to back away from him at this point, even if the matchup seems bad on paper. I just think they are really finding ways to get him the football. And so even if the matchup is not great, I think he gets a lot of touches. How efficient he is with those touches, that remains to be seen. And I think a lot of it is incumbent on the Bucs to keep this semi-close. If the 49ers run off and hide the way they did last week against Jacksonville, then I don't think you see quite as much Rashad White this week for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jets at Bills. The Jets, well, they're jetting it up. The Bills basically pushing reboot. They release offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey, Joe Brady, who was reportedly one of the masterminds of that great LSU offense with Joe Burrow at the controls. He is now the offensive coordinator there in Buffalo. Look, the Jets have been tough, and they were tough on Josh Allen early in the season. Do you start Joshy this week against New York?
I'm pretty sure me and you and anyone listening could have operated that too. LSU offense with Burrow, Jefferson, and Chase.
Right.
That's besides the point. I think you start Josh Allen unless you have other good. Like, I would play CJ Stroud over Josh Allen this week, no doubt about it. I think it's his three worst fantasy games in the last couple of years have all come against the Jets. I always say the Jets are Josh Allen's kryptonite, and I'm not so sure if Joe Brady is going to ignite this offense. I'm hopeful. My one saving grace, though, is that he used shotgun in Carolina just 64% of the time. Dorsey was using it 74% of the time, and the numbers are night and day. Josh Allen has been so much better under center this year, but I think in most instances, like wherever I have Josh Allen, I don't have a backup option better, so I'm still starting him.
That's the thing, is that Josh Allen is one of those guys where you're playing him because the ceiling is so high, even in situations where it doesn't look great. And here's the thing. In all but three games this year, he has had at least 21 fantasy points. I think I said on Fantasy Live earlier this week that it's sort of like pizza, right? When he's good, he's really good. And when he's bad, he's still pretty good. And that's sort of the thing with Josh Allen. So even if the matchup is bad, even if he played poorly against the Jets early in the season, even if he's struggling with turnovers now, I don't know how you get away from him. Because, and I think this of any elite players when you're talking about fantasy, if you play that guy and he does poorly, you just sort of shake it off. You're like, all right, well, he played badly or the defense did something, whatever. If you take Josh Allen and you sit him on the bench and he gives you 25 to 30 points, that's kind of on you, because that's always in the range of outcomes with Josh Allen. So, I mean, if you're sitting him, really think about who you're sitting him for, and does that player give you the same level of ceiling?
My
chances are no.
The one league where I'm considering it, I have to decide, do I want to play Josh Allen or Sam Howell?
I still think I play Josh Allen.
That's what I'm leaning towards as of now. But you could call me a homer. I agree with everything you said, that the ceiling is so, like, he is still the QB1 of the year. Everything going wrong in Buffalo.
By the way, fun fact, through week 10, your NFL leader in passing yards is Sam Howell. Didn't think that would be the case, but that is a true and actual fact.
Let's get Eric Bieniemy a head coaching job.
Right?
ASAP.
Man, he's making chicken salad over there in Washington. Seahawks at the Rams right next door at SoFi Stadium. Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, they have been a little bit on the struggle bus lately, although admittedly, they've also been dealing either with an injured Matt Stafford or Brett Rypien. Do they bounce back against what's been a pretty tough Seattle secondary?
I think so, and this is just like a vibes thing. Like, all the numbers indicate that, like, this is a bad matchup and all of that, but these are two teams that know each other very well. Cooper Kupp has had some good games against Seattle, and it's a lot like what you were just saying with Josh Allen, Marcus. Like, you're going to sit Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua for who, right? Especially this week, like, the position that gets hit hard on byes besides running backs is receiver. So where I have these two, I don't have an option anywhere close to the upside that they are bringing me. So I'm going to start them. And the expectation is like, yeah, the floor is lower than it was a couple weeks ago. I get that. But the ceiling is still just as high.
And both Puka and Cooper Kupp have averaged right around 17 fantasy points per game with Matthew Stafford on the field. So, I think there's an opportunity there. I also just like the fact that they're coming off a bye. They've had a couple of weeks to try and work some things out. Sean McVay's had a couple of weeks to sort of tinker with things. I mean, provided he's not up in the middle of the night, you know, doing 2 a.m. feedings and changing diapers now that he's a new dad. He's probably doing some of both. I mean, trust me, as somebody who's been through it, you're up at that time of night, you're either binge watching stuff on Netflix or you're probably, drawing up plays for Puka Nacua. That's what I was doing. More on the binge watching side.
I was gonna say, did your plays work?
No, they didn't. That's why I watched most of Schitt's Creek in the space of like a week. I like that sort of scenario coming up. So yes, the Seattle secondary has been an issue. I still think you roll with Puka Nacua. You're definitely rolling with Cooper Kupp because you know what the ceiling can be. Gonna step away for a quick break. Stick around for more of the NFL Fantasy Football Show.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
On to the primetime games. Vikings at the Broncos. Alexander Mattison is in concussion protocol. Do we roll with Ty Chandler? And what are your expectations there?
If Mattison sits, I think Chandler becomes in play. But if they both suit up, I would just avoid it because they continue to eat off of each other's plates so much. But last week, when Mattison went out, it was Chandler dominating volume. All their other running backs had like 2 touches and 5 snaps or something like that. So I think workhorse Chandler, even the Broncos aren't what they were against the run early in the year. They still struggle against the run, but nowhere near as bad as they were the first 5-6 weeks of the season. But they're still a plus matchup. So if Mattison is out, I think for a week at least, you could start Ty Chandler.
Yeah, I think your point is taken that, you know, if they're together, I don't want either one of them. The Vikings have been showing us all year long that they don't feel comfortable with Alexander Mattison as their main option. I mean, that's the reason they brought in Cam Akers. Now Akers is hurt. They're going to Ty Chandler. They just don't want him to be the guy. But if he can't go, then I think you see a heavy dose of Ty Chandler. I think the volume is what wins the day, because while we were picking on the Broncos defense early in the season, they've been a lot better since getting embarrassed by the Dolphins. They've been a lot better. We saw them, look, they've beaten the Chiefs. They've beaten the Bills. I think they can do a really good job against the Vikings. So just beware, if you're starting Chandler, it is a volume-based play, not necessarily because you like the matchup. All right, now the moment we've all been waiting for, Monday Night Football. It is a rematch of the Super Bowl. The Philadelphia Eagles heading to Kansas City to take on the defending champion Chiefs. And Isaiah Pacheco is actually having a pretty good season. I know you and I both thought he was kind of meh. I don't know that either one of us drafted a whole lot of him this year, but credit where it is due. He has played really good football. But how worried are you about him against a really good Philadelphia front?
I am very concerned. And the reason we went with this question is because you're starting everyone else with complete confidence, like all the pass catchers, all of that. But the Eagles this year against running backs have allowed by far the fewest rushing yards. They've allowed just 2 rushing touchdowns, 3.6 yards per carry is, I believe, the second lowest in the league. Like, they have been shutting down running backs all year long. So, and with the Chiefs using multiple backs, like McKinnon gets involved as a pass catching option there, I don't think Pacheco is a must start option this week. But that caveat is there's so many running backs that we're missing this week that you probably still have to start him. But I think you should lower your expectations for sure.
I think you lower your expectations, but I will tell you the reason I believe he could succeed this week is Andy Reid after a bye. And yes, few coaches, I don't know if any coach has ever been as successful as Andy Reid after a bye. I believe it's 21-3 his teams are coming off the off week. And usually coming out of the bye, Reid has a few wrinkles drawn up, and there very well could be something to kind of get Pacheco going against that Philadelphia front seven. Look, if there's a way you want to slow down a pass rush, it is the screen pass. It is those dump offs to running backs to keep those defensive ends from getting upfield and kind of pause them a little bit. And then that opens things up the rest of the way against that defense. So look, normally straight up, if the Chiefs had played last week, I would be a little bit more nervous. This week, I just got to believe that Andy Reid has figured something out to help get some room, create some space. Also, this could be when we see the unleashing of Jerick McKinnon. It feels like it's about that time, you know?
Usually, like, double-digit weeks, they're just like, let him go.
You know, the Halloween decorations go away, the Christmas decorations, and Jerick McKinnon. They all get rolled out right around the same time.
Andy Reid packs him up with his Christmas decorations, you know, each year.
Mariah Carey season, Jerick McKinnon season, you know, basically the same player at this point. So who knows? Something to keep an eye on for Monday night. It's time to see who will deliver, presented by Uber Eats. Talking about the guys who are going to cape up and lead you to victory. Who you got?
We're going to go back to spooky season all for right. This one, because scary Terry McLaurin, absolute must start this week. He faces the Giants twice a year. He's been in the league for 4 or 5 years now. He has topped 13 fantasy points every single time that he has faced the New York Giants. He averages over 18 fantasy points against them in his career. And the Giants, they are not a scary matchup at all. They've allowed the second most yards to receivers both on the year and since week 6. And you saw what Dallas just did to the secondary a week ago. You need Scary Terry in your lineup this week.
So Scary Terry is your fantasy hero for me. Look, it's the holiday season. You know about the Salvation Army Red Kettle. How about the San Francisco 49ers Red Kittle? George Kittle has had great back-to-back games, been over 100 yards in two consecutive games. The Buccaneers have been one of the more vulnerable defenses against the tight end position, especially over the last month or so. One of my bold predictions for the week is that George Kittle goes over 100 yards for the third straight week. Look, he was okay on National Tight End Day. He has been even better since National Tight End Day has come and gone. The 49ers are starting to get hot again, and I think George Kittle is going to go out and eat against Tampa Bay. So there you go. That was Who Will Deliver, presented by Uber Eats, where you can get almost anything. The official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. That is it. We are done. We appreciate you hanging out with the NFL Fantasy Football Show. You know the drill. Tell two friends to tell two friends. Rate, review, and remember, the secret to staying young is to live honestly, eat slowly, and lie about your age. Be safe, take care of yourselves, enjoy week 11. We'll talk to you again real soon.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.